This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What's up, everybody? Happy Friday. Happy Valentine's Day. We are the Juckies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Friday morning, February 14th, 2025. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Johnny Cake Sawville.
Hello, all. Good morning.
Good morning. And Eric Bickle.
Good morning.
Running the three-man show today. Bish will be back on Tuesday. We're off on Monday for President's Day.
Very good.
Which do you prefer, President's Day or Valentine's Day?
Wow. Clearly, President's Day. You get a day off work. It's not even close. But this Valentine's Day is special. If you want to come and hang out with DJs and see flops on Valentine's Day. Now, I understand that's an unorthodox Valentine's Day for most people. The Cakes Classic is happening today at 4 p.m. at MGM National Harbor. I'd love to see you there if you'd like to come out.
There's going
to
be a lot of people there. It's interesting because I asked Cakes, well, do they have any concerts coming up?
Yeah.
And he's like, I think Boys to Men is there tonight. I want you to get the ding and the buzzer ready.
Sure.
Because Boys to Men is there tonight and tomorrow.
All right, yes.
I recognize them.
Definitely.
On Sunday, they have... I looked it up. He's a Puerto Rican band leader.
Okay.
That does salsa, Gilberto Santa Rosa.
Not familiar with his work, but I'm sure he's great.
Then on March 2nd, they have somebody named Quang Ha performing.
Look, again, not familiar with their work either.
He'll probably kill it.
I'm sure.
A couple weeks later, Bill Bellamy.
Know him. Definitely know him.
Then the Zac Brown Band. Know them.
Hold on. The Zac Brown Band is playing at MGM National Harbor?
Friday, April 4th.
Really? That's a big one. Definitely know them.
Something called Treasure?
Not sure.
Not sure what that is.
Gonna go no on that.
Spirit Box.
Nope.
Meshuggah, Cannibal Corpse, and Carcass?
Oh, I know.
Do you know them?
Well, I'll know I know this. Our friend Luke Thomas, I know, is a big fan of Cannibal Corpse. So if they're coming to National Harbor... he's probably going to be there.
Okay, Meshuggah is a Swedish metal band.
I've heard of them, but I don't know much about them, to be honest.
Anyway, they have some acts coming up there.
You know what?
Tonight, Motown Philly.
Look, I'll give MGM National Harbor credit. They have a wide range of acts. Because if you got Bill Bellamy, Cannibal Corpse, and Boys to Men all performing in the same theater, you're going after a different audience every single time. Because I don't think there's a lot of overlap between any of those acts. So, yes, I will be there tonight, 4 p.m. Come out, take my $300 bounty. Would love to see all of you D-gens tonight.
Nice. Nice. Well, hopefully you have a good turnout. And then you'll get a poker break
I get it. I get a poker break because I went back yesterday in the high roller. I only lasted two hands because I had a crumbs stack. I had 10 big blinds.
Mm-hmm.
I got it in on the second hand with king 10. Guy calls me with queen 9. He hits a 9. Mm. And then it's sayonara cakes to the door.
Right.
But well, it's all good.
Were you watching the Terps last night?
I watched a little bit of the Terps.
Yeah. Nice win for them.
Nice road dub. Take that.
Our guy, John Fanta, who we just had on the show, mm-hmm. I retweeted this. He brought up some nuggets about the Terps. Mm. I don't know where they'll be seeded come the tournament, but he says the Terrapins notched their 6th quad one win of the season and have won 3 of their last 4 on the road.
Very good.
Tremendous offensive performance by Kevin Willard's team, which shot 59%. Derek Queen, 24 on 9 of 11 field goals with 11 boards. Yeah.
Mm.
Whenever they kind of get stagnant, I'm just like, get the ball to Queen.
Is there any chance that Maryland can come up with enough NIL money to convince Derek Queen to stay for another year? Or is he just going to get drafted so high, he's just like...
I don't think he's going to go that high. What I've seen is late first.
I think if he's a late first, and I think you got to stay one more year in College Park.
I think you got a shot to convince him all the mocks and all the agents like, tell him he's a late first.
Like, if he's 20 to 25, I got to get in his ear and say, look, you want to be top 10? You want to be top 12? Come back to college for another year. Fill in the blank. Make $3.5 million at College Park for a year, and then
think about it.
Go back in the draft.
Markelle Fultz, who was a disappointment as a number one overall pick,
yeah,
but he just got signed was out of the league,
right?
Now he just got signed. I think it was by the Clippers or Kings or somebody. I think Kings maybe. He's back in the league, but I mean, what if he played 50 games?
Right,
been out of the league. He was the number one overall pick.
Look, I think Derek Queen is way more advanced than the person I'm going to bring up. But I'm going to bring up a comp. Diamond Stone came to Maryland. He played 1 year, and he went into the draft. And have you heard anything from Diamond Stone since?
No, I forgot about him. What happened to him?
He was a highly hyped recruit.
He's got to be like in China.
Like, I'm sure he's played on 20 different teams. And had he come back to College Park for 2, maybe 3 years, maybe he would have had a different NBA career. Now, I'm not saying the same thing is going to happen to Derek Queen. But if people say, hey, you might want to consider spending another year in College Park, you might want to listen.
Diamond Stone has been on so many international teams. It looks like he played for the Clippers in 2016.
Yeah.
And then it's just a list of teams that you haven't heard of. It looks like he's played in Venezuela and Mexico. And he's played a team called the Zavkon Brothers the last few years with a bunch of other teams in between. Looks like he plays in Puerto Rico.
Yeah. Like that. Derek Queen doesn't want that to happen to him. Please come back for another year.
He's played in Iran. That's unbelievable.
That's quite an odyssey.
Hey, as of last week, I don't know what the rankings are currently, but as of last week, Maryland fit into our friend Ken Pomeroy's 6 teams that fit the criteria.
I did see that.
To win the national title.
Ooh, I like that.
So you have to be in Ken Pom's models. You have to be in the top 20 in offense or adjusted offense, and also top 20 in defense or adjusted defense. And there were 6 teams that qualified as a national title winner, which, by the way, in his models, he's predicted 96% of the national title winners.
Wow. That's impressive.
So, you mean they've been one of the 10 or whatever?
Yes, the national title winner has been in Ken Pom's top 6 to win the national title. So Maryland's in there with Duke, Houston, Florida, Auburn, Illinois, Iowa State.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, is that 6?
Sounded like it.
And Maryland. So they're an elite company all the stats nerds.
According to NBADraft.net, the current projection for Derek Queen is to go 21 to Indiana.
Look,
it's a first rounder. You're getting guaranteed money. It's great. But don't you want to be like top 10?
Well, maybe you could squeeze out a couple million from, you know, maybe not all NIL, but endorsements, et cetera.
Totally.
While you're there at Maryland.
Just don't know his mentality. I mean, when we were talking to Jimmy Patsos during the Allcast last Friday, he seemed to believe that Sorber, who is the star freshman forward center for Georgetown, would return. and that Queen would go to the NBA. Meanwhile, Sorber's projected 11th in that same mock.
Now, if you're projected 11th,
Queen going 21st.
Right. If you're projected top 10, 12, and you're a lottery pick, you got to go.
No, but he's staying. That's what he's saying.
Right, but maybe he wants to come back and be top five. I mean, I'm no
NBA scout, and Derrick Queen is a very good college player.
Yeah,
but he just doesn't seem
to me, man.
He's a little raw, and it's not that explosive.
Yeah, he doesn't have that super big. That's why when we had Willard on, he's compared him to a 50-year-old man. He's got kind of an old man type game, but he figures it out. Who else has an old man game now? Much bigger, Joker. If you know how to score, you know to score.
Mm-hmm. But he's not like that.
Yeah, he's not that big.
Yeah.
Anyway, good win for the Terps. They beat Nebraska 83-75 on the road. So they're 9-5 in the conference, 19-6 overall, currently ranked 25. So we're getting ready, getting geared up for March Madness, which will come up in, 3 or 4 weeks.
There's a big hole in, I think, everybody's lives with no more NFL football.
Yeah.
Like, there's just a void. I mean, it's hard to fill it. I'll be honest, it's hard to fill it.
It kind of opens up your weekend, though. I kind of like it.
That part is true.
You don't have to be strapped in front of your television
God forbid I'm forced to watch NFL football on Sunday.
Well,
who would want to do that?
No, but it's just like Sunday's a day you really don't do anything. You just watch football, which is fine.
Yeah,
I enjoy it.
It's like appointment watching. It's appointment TV.
I know, but it's nice to do other stuff.
I won't get into spring football. No matter how many times they pitch me, no matter how many leagues they come up with,
I can't get
no matter how many angles there are, I'm not going to get into spring football.
I can't get into the rebooted USFL. Sorry, I can't get back into the Michigan Panthers or whatever. Or Birmingham Stallions. I don't even know what the teams are. Like, I'm with you. Spring football is always going to be a gimmick.
I actually watched a couple minutes of the Four Nations deal last night.
Did.
The Four Nations face-off.
Look at you, puckhead.
I saw one of the Tkachuks score.
Okay, good.
And then when I listened, they said that his brother scored. Didn't know there were two Tkachuks in the league.
The Four Nations face-off, it doesn't do a lot for me.
Yeah, when I said I watched it was about 3 minutes.
Who's covering
ESPN.
ESPN is.
I think it was
ESPN. I know it's a big event. I mean, the NHL shut down for 2 weeks because of it. Just hard to get into. Just a gimmicky middle-of-the-season tournament.
You have some pride in your country,
I mean,
man.
I do, but I'm out.
Whooped up on Finland 6-1 last night.
I mean, I want the USA to win.
Who are our studs? I know they don't have any caps, but who are our studs?
Well, I'll say the Tkachuks.
All right. That doesn't mean that much to me.
Matthew Tkachuk scored. He scored two.
Mm-hmm.
And then his brother, trying to figure out his first name, Brady Tkachuk scored
two. Nice. I think they scored like 3 goals in 3 minutes.
They scored 4 goals to Tkachuks.
Pouring it on.
Yeah, so I watched a couple minutes of that just basically during the Terps commercial breaks. But hey, big win for the Terps. We'll be talking more college basketball as we're getting geared up for March Madness coming up in several weeks. Should mention, you can always call us throughout the show on the MGM National Harbor Listener Lines at 800-636-1067. You can also text us. Our text line now presented by Lido Pizza, local favorite since 1955, serving pizzas, subs, jumbo wings, and salads. Lido Pizza Square, because Lido Pizza never cuts corners. For locations or to place your order, go to LidoPizza.com. Text 1-800-636-1067. Standard message and data charges may apply. You can also hit us up on X at Junks Radio. Coming up later in the show, Paul Rabel joins us. He'll jump on early in the program at 6:30.
Good.
And our pal D. Smith, former executive director of the NFLPA, he's got a new book out called Turf Wars. He joins us at 8:25. Don't go anywhere. All right, coming up.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen.
Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yep.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Up at 6:45, we're going to give you a chance to win Metallica tickets. We are prepping Metallica Survivor.
Very good.
Get on the line. We ask you some trivia questions. The last man standing or woman standing wins
woman.
The tickets
sure.
to go see Metallica at Northwest Stadium.
Very good. Should be a great show.
Some of my questions are just rudimentary.
That's okay.
And then I thought this was a tougher question, and Cakes was like, why don't you just ask me my middle name?
Well, I mean,
which I know is Martin.
That is true. I mean, I'm the wrong person to ask because I've been listening to Metallica since the mid-80s. So it's been quite a run. It's been a stretch.
Mm. Do you remember your first Metallica show?
Of course I do. I mean, again, yes, JP. I remember my
Who
first Metallica show.
Who else was part of the Metallica show?
You ever hear of a guy named Ozzy Osbourne?
Yeah, but how many times have you seen
Metallica? opened for Ozzy Osbourne the first time I saw them.
Have you seen them a lot?
Probably seen Metallica over the years.
5 or 6 times?
At least that. Probably 7 or 8.
Oh, I didn't
something
know
in that range, yeah.
Has Amy ever joined you at a Metallica show?
No, not once. Never.
Your brother's probably been to a bunch.
Sure, yeah. That's more of a male bonding thing right. than going with your wife.
But there are women that go to Metallica shows.
Of course, sure there are. There are tons of women that go to Metallica shows.
So,
but like Amy
she's
can,
Taylor Swift
she's
and
okay.
Sugar Ray.
She can listen to Metallica, but she's not like into Metallica. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
not really her thing.
She can tolerate it, is what you're saying.
Correct. Much
she
like,
tolerates it. Like, she like probably likes, you know, some of the mainstream hits.
Yeah, that's fine. She can listen to some of the deeper cuts, but
then
more...
if you play Creeping Death, she's probably out.
Yeah, I mean, I play Four Horsemen, she's probably not going to be sized. But what are you going to do?
Now, you've gone on record and said that you're not a Valentine's Day guy. You don't like to celebrate it on the day or do dinner.
Cool with Valentine's Day.
Right, you don't like to go out to dinner on Valentine's
Day. That part is correct.
To you, you think it's amateur night, like going out on New Year's Eve.
I kind of think the same thing, too. Yes.
So, and tonight you have your poker, so you're off the hook completely.
Yeah. That's
Are you doing anything for AIM?
I don't know. I don't think so. Not really. I mean, we're going down to see my son in North Carolina early on Saturday, so we're just going to spend the weekend there. But no real plans for Valentine's Day.
Right. JP, you're going to do a dinner.
We're doing a dinner. I already laid out the present this morning.
Oh, look at you.
Oh, you got her a gift?
Ahead of the game.
Yeah. You got no gift.
I mean, I got flowers last night.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So I put that on the dining room and kind of the setup. And then
he's going hard. He's going bang.
The present. I don't know if you ever heard of mixed tiles. It's not expensive.
No.
So mixed tiles are, it's pretty easy to use. They're pictures. If you pick your pictures, you send them to mixed tiles and they put them in frames.
Mm.
And then the frames have like a Velcro, which makes it easy to put on the wall.
Ah.
So I had four pictures of actually her with Isabella.
Okay, nice.
And then they suckered me into, there was like a sign.
But
I mean, I got this all for like $100. Mm-hmm. So it was like four pictures of Jess and Isabella and a sign which says love.
Yeah, I think what Amy Orville is going to come home to, because I'm not even going to see her. I'm going to be heading out to MGM probably at 1:30 or 2 o'clock. She's probably going to get a card. And like a balloon and maybe like a stuffed animal. Like, it's going to be very, very low-key Valentine's Day.
Hey, JP's the odds-on favorite to get lucky.
With all his...
I would think so, yeah.
With all his...
All his NIL money.
Yeah,
all his NIL money.
I wish.
He's going to go to the natty all that.
I'm going to get lucky if I, like, flop a set on somebody at, like, 7 p.m. tonight. That's going to be my version of getting lucky.
Right.
Yeah, we're doing a later dinner.
Ah.
8:30. Because
I did a later dinner last night at 5:45. I felt like that was kind of later.
Well, at least you know your food's fully digested by the time you go to sleep.
Yeah. Well, it certainly was.
But you don't have to worry about like babysitter situations and covering that.
No, don't have to worry
about
that.
Sure that Dylan can watch his sister. Mm-hmm. That's taken care of. But she's still a little bit tough to get down to bed. So figure have him come. Well, he's going to be over.
Yeah.
But have him take over at like 8 p.m.
Sure. And just
then it's less for him.
Tell Dylan to give her a shot of Benadryl and tell her to go to bed. That's the easiest way to go to sleep.
Drabby, what are you doing? Are you taking? Do you guys going out with the kids or anything for Valentine's?
I hope not.
Are you like Jason that you have to give your daughters Valentine's gift?
No, I mean I choose to do that.
Oh, you do.
I haven't figured out what I'm going to get them. I'll stop someplace today and get them something.
Something I ever did. I never.
My wife
my
got
kids.
Something yesterday, and she was like, "Are you going to get her something?" I was like. She told me she was going to the Hallmark store to get some sort of heated stuffed animal that she really likes. I said, well, put my name on that.
That's fine to get him a gift, but I've never thought of my kids, my daughters, as my Valentine. You know what I mean?
It's a day for love, Rick. You just tell your kids.
What do you mean
love.
It's a day for love? Is that the cliche? Do people say that?
No, I don't know. It's just you show your affection toward your loved ones.
Kids get sized.
I do that every day.
It's for little kids.
My kid got, I mean, she must have had girls. So. You would have thought it was Halloween. She got like 40 pieces of candy yesterday because in her class,
school,
they all exchanged Valentine's, which
yeah,
I know
that
we did
little.
When we were kids.
When you're little.
But get I feel those, like when we were kids, all we got were like those nubs, like little hearts. You know what I'm talking about?
Chalky hearts. They're terrible.
Yes, they sucked.
They're the worst.
They would
they're
say, be mine or something like that.
But if you're a sugar addict, you'll eat them. I'll eat them.
But she had a haul.
Yeah.
I mean, I was almost like Halloween.
Right.
They'll come home with a lot of, my kids will come home with a lot of candy today.
How old are they now? Four?
Yeah.
So next year will be?
Like, five.
No, but I mean, next year's kindergarten?
No.
You're going to hold them back?
They can't even go. They were born in October, so they will be four but when school starts. So, good.
I think that's good.
Yeah.
You don't want them to be bad for another year
paying for daycare and preschool.
Ah, you got to. Who cares? Life's short. What do you care? 1 year.
Dude, daycare is expensive.
No, I know.
It's super expensive.
Yeah, it's pricey.
I mean, I think it was expensive.
Double what I pay for Catholic school. Preschool. She went to a Montessori school. It was a show.
Right. Oh, no, I believe me, I know.
So we're going to talk to Paul Rabel here in a few minutes.
Oh, yeah. Paul's supposed to be calling.
Before we get to that, some breaking news in the entertainment world, Cakes.
Really? Good or bad? It can't be good. It's probably... Can't be good at this.
By the way, I'm hearing conflicting information.
Kanye West's marriage looks like it's on the rocks.
I'm sure that affects my life in any way, shape, or form.
But I bet you know the name of his wife.
I know the name of his goofball wife, Bianca Censori.
Yes.
Just because Valdez is obsessed with her cans. I mean, she should be in your top 10 list, Valdez. Your all-time list, your collated report that you gave that I think is still over here. Yeah.
They're very impressive.
The top 10 breast ranking. Like, who would she knock out? Let's see.
Jessica Rabbit.
Can't knock out Dolly Parton. Can't knock out Paige. Tyra Banks, I mean, I don't know who Christina Hendricks is, but that picture's a little bit of a show.
Let me see the picture. Who she is.
Everybody knows who she is.
She's the secretary in Mad Men. She has red hair.
I didn't watch Mad Men.
I've never seen 1 second of Mad Men.
She had an infamous red carpet moment. I think that's
she did.
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay.
I mean, those are like double Z's or something.
She can't knock out the AT&T commercial girl because I mean she's.
Those
underrated.
Are sneaky.
Sneaky.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't see those in the commercial.
Yeah.
She definitely covers them in the commercials.
Now, what's her name? Because I know Flo her from name Progressive.
Is,
that
is, her just, name is Milana Vaintrue.
No. Her character name. Does she have a character name in the commercial?
I just call her AT&T girl.
Oh, it's, isn't it Lily? I think
you
her name in the commercials might
be right.
I shouldn't know that, but I kind of know it.
Yeah, hey, you're a ball knower like me.
Anyway, hey, EB, do you at least know?
Moving on.
Do you know who Flo is in the ads? It's for insurance.
I mean, he's got to know that.
No.
Progressive? You've never heard of her, like Flo from Progressive?
Yeah. I don't watch commercials.
All right, who cares about Flo? I want to talk about Bianca Censori.
Okay.
And
being back out on the market. I'm not sure that they're getting divorced.
That's just the rumor that's what's going on. Yeah, and then Kim's posting Instagram photos last night looking exactly like Bianca Censori.
Is that what she's doing? That's her bit now?
Well, I think she kind of looks like
No.
Kardashian.
Look at the photos. She's like has her wet hair all slicked back and she's wearing this like the spandex thing.
Mm-hmm.
It looks exactly like the other girl.
Her Skims, you mean? Isn't that her brand?
She does have the Skims. You'd have to see it. It looks like she intentionally looks like Censori. It's a weird thing they all got going on, and I don't understand it.
Yeah, I don't know. Clearly, Kanye has lost his mind. I don't know what's going on, and she is definitely under his spell. I don't know what she's doing.
We didn't get to one of my It Ricks Me or whatever we called that segment yesterday had to do with Kanye West because... The executives for the Super Bowl on Fox, they were apologizing because they ran his ad. Well, what do you expect? The guy's professed, I love Hitler, and so his ad was just directing people to his website, which then had, you know, the Nazi symbol and everything, the swastika.
I just don't understand what he's doing with that bit. It's
but like
crazy.
Those stupid officials, you had to know who you're getting in bed with, but they're like, oh, this guy's going to write us a $7 million check. I guess we'll take it.
I guess. All right, is Paul on? All right, so Paul Rabel's on. He's is our buddy, of course. He's the LeBron. He was once called the LeBron James of lacrosse. You remember that?
That'd be great.
Yeah.
One of the
all-time greats. He and his brother have teamed up. They've created the Premier Lacrosse League. They were originally on NBC. Now they're on ESPN.
And, of course, we're minority owners of the Whips.
I know.
Allegedly.
I know. My heart is still broken after the big loss in the championship game.
Yeah.
So. Paul, are you there, buddy?
What's up, fellas? How you doing?
What's up, Paul?
So Paul and the guys, they're all they're at the St. James. It's their championship series, and also this year, it's kind of had a big debut for your women's league, right?
Yeah, we started WLL in November, and they're debuting this week, halfway through the tournament. It's been awesome to see.
No, it's amazing. And is it safe to say, or am I wrong? Like Charlotte North needs to be your Caitlin Clark, right? Of the WLL.
I mean, I think so, and if the rest of the world thinks so, we're going to begin to print money.
Right.
Right. But, good to print. Got to do it.
She's insane. I mean, she's leading the tournament in goals. She plays a different style. She shoots the ball over 90 miles an hour. We're starting to consider helmets for the women because no one's played the game like Charlotte does. So I guess like shooting a three from the logo as Caitlin Clark did, she's a guaranteed 5 to 6 goals, so worth the price of admission.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, is she bigger than the other girls? Like, what's her deal? I'm just looking it up.
She's from Texas. She was a high school All-American basketball player. She could have played Division I ball. She's not bigger than everyone, but she's just so athletic. She's strong and fast, but she plays the game with a different style. So if you see the men shoot underhand and sidearm and jump shots on the run, she brings that to the women's game.
Right. Did she have, like, older brothers?
Scratch their head. She's a rule breaker, man. Like Jim Brown, who played lacrosse in the 50s, they built a bunch of rules that we use today around his dominance. One is chesting the ball, because he would take the stick and clamp it against his chest because no one could take him out.
Mm-hmm.
And they go coast to coast and score. So everyone's like, no, you can't do that anymore.
Right.
Charlotte's doing that to the women's game.
Right. It's amazing. And so because you guys are all there at the St. James, and it's not all of your teams, right? Is it just the top four?
Yeah, it's the top four. So this is sort of our FA Cup. So to qualify for the championship series, which is the Olympic format, because lacrosse will be in the Olympics for the first time in 100 years in LA 28. So this is a sixes format. That's why it's played indoors. And if you qualify for this, that means you finished in the top four of last season. So we have four PLL teams and then four WLL teams. And the chance is to win a double. Like if you guys watch the Premier League and you win your league and then your domestic cup, you got two titles in the season. That's what this is about.
Right. It's really cool. And so you still have tickets available. You got games.
Still tickets available.
Yeah.
Yeah, at the St. James. We play Friday, Saturday. Semifinals are Sunday. Championships on President's Day. Saturday is two doubleheaders. Tonight you have 6 and 8 p.m., New York and Utah, and then California and New York on both PLL and WLL side.
It's actually really cool.
There, EB. I think we're getting you there.
Language. Watch the language.
On air. We're getting...
You're trying to give them the pressure.
I will say this, though. I've loved being out there to see it in years past. They got a great setup. Yeah. I mean,
and it's faster paced, right?
Oh, my God. They score. It's like they score.
So the championship series is Olympic rules, so it's basically 5-on-5 with goalies. So we call it sixes because there's six on a side on the field. But it's played just like basketball. Face-off starts the quarter like a tip, and then it just goes back and forth. Someone scores, it goes in the other direction. It's like watching NFL blitz for lacrosse.
Yeah, it's wild. And here's the great thing about it, if you actually do go, they got like bars everywhere, great food.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
it's
like St. James is nice.
No, I'm saying they have special stuff right there on the field.
Yeah.
You know, like suites you can hang out right on the field, behind the goals. It's great for kids. It really is a good hang. There's no question about it.
Yeah, we try to make it our version of an NHL or NBA product because, as you guys know, have been to games, you know, lacrosse stands for a lot of why ESPN invests. It's the future of sport. We have a lot of young kids that are playing the game. It's the fastest growing participatory sport. But we got to get more adults at the game. And so you create more of an adult environment, which is what EB's talking about. And I think if anyone shows up, they'll have a blast.
No, yeah. 100%. Hey, 100%.
Before you jumped on, we were talking about Valentine's Day. Do you care about Valentine's Day?
He's still in a dating
deal. Is he dating now? I don't know.
Some famous actress.
No, guys. Yeah. I've taken the next step.
Uh-uh.
I've got a great, amazing woman in my life. Her name's Vanessa Kirby, and she's in London right now. So we're doing Valentine's Day from afar. I sent her some flowers.
Hold on, there you go. I don't even know. I guess I'm so dumb. Is she's the one that's like super famous, right? Vanessa Kirby.
She just was in the trailer of Fantastic Four.
Ooh, that's pretty big.
Right.
That's pretty famous.
She's an extraordinary, extraordinary person. Shows up on stage here.
It also happens to be super hot.
and gives me a lot of feedback on lacrosse because the Brits aren't as familiar with the game. And so she says a couple of things. She thinks it's the toughest sport she's seen. It's a lot more scoring than she sees with Chelsea Football Club.
Right.
But she says the substitutions are mad and hard to follow because we sub more than hockey, and hockey, like lacrosse, is the only game that doesn't sub with a official break.
Right.
I mean, he's definitely...
And then we have long poles. which some people are like, why are these guys out there with 6 foot poles playing defense? And that's another thing that you don't have at the championship series. All sticks are the same at the championship series.
Right. Which is pretty cool. By the way, I saw a little viral clip of like A-Rod interviewing you. Like how did that go down? Like what was that?
He has this podcast called The Deal that he runs with Bloomberg, and A-Rod's looked at our business a few times. He wants us to bring a team to Minnesota, but he had me on his show and we talked about pro sports and the PLL for about an hour. And
nice.
I think overall it went well. Somehow it managed to make its way on your algorithm.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. So if you bring a team to Minnesota, then you get his money. Is that basically how it works?
Yeah, him and Mark Lohr. Yeah, I think the two guys that won a big case.
They just won a lawsuit.
So they just won that. So they have the Timberwolves and the Lynx, and he's trying to continue to build out around Minnesota. I'm sure the Vikings are of interest and soccer, things like lacrosse. Same thing as what Ryan Smith is doing in Utah. They're doing in Minnesota. It's becoming a model that obviously Ted and Zach Leontis have done it in Washington. That owners of sports leagues are finding a lot of scale.
Right. No, that's awesome, man.
Well, all right, so the St. James, and it's all the way through Monday, Day.
Get your tickets, go hang out. You can bring your kids. They'll have a blast. And you can go there and have a cocktail and have a nice little, I don't know, fancy little appetizer or something. They got good food over there, actually.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we have like a bottomless beer deal as well. So for those of you that want to,
now you've piqued my interest.
Lee's just thinking about going.
My all head right. over there.
Yeah, we got a good setup. No kegs and eggs because we're playing at night, but maybe we'll cut some steak if I see you there.
All right, perfect. Hey, thank you, Paul. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
Yeah, appreciate you all.
All right, congrats on all the success.
Thank you, man. Go Whips.
All right, thank you, buddy.
Go Whips, baby.
That's right. Somehow we're owners, but we haven't seen a dime.
I need a Whips. I can just pay me in merch. Just pay me in beanies and hoodies, and I think I'll be good.
Hey, I was watching them in the championship game.
Look at you.
Yeah.
I know.
That's your team.
That's my team.
It's your team, of course.
Who's your favorite player?
All of them.
Yeah.
All of them. A great answer.
It's like asking who's your favorite child.
Is Matt Rambo on the Whips?
I know Rambo's on it.
Yeah, of course.
Good answer.
Stud.
Now, everybody go out there. Get out to St. James. It's actually a great product. And you'll have a good time.
Got to take a break. If you want to chime in, you can always hit us up on the MGM National Harbor listener lines at 800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. Keep it here. All right, for all you Metallica heads, we're going to give you a chance to win Metallica tickets as we play Metallica Survivor. You got to call us now at 800-636-1067 for your chance to win. So call us and we'll play Metallica Survivor here. Shortly. When's the last time you watched the regular Survivor? I know Valdez is a big Survivor mark.
20 years. I mean, it's been forever. I literally haven't watched it. How long has it been on TV?
Probably 25 years.
After the 2000 Super Bowl is when it debuted.
Okay, so I probably watched early iterations of it, so it's probably been about 20 years.
New season starts in like 2 weeks.
Literally 20 years.
Has anybody watched Traitors?
Yes.
I have not.
Really? Is it good? I've seen it promoted. I'll watch on Bravo a couple shows, and they promote the hell out of that show. I don't know if Bravo owns Paramount.
It's very entertaining. They're all on Peacock.
Oh, it's Peacock.
Peacock.
Got you. Maybe they're all, so Peacock is NBC. Maybe NBC owns Bravo. I don't know. I see a lot of promos for it. Yeah. I'm interested because Boston Rob, he's still going at it in reality shows.
He's made a career out of it.
There's like 25 people, and three of them are considered traitors, and then you have to suss out the traitors at a round table, and they all vote on who do you think the traitor is, and they reveal themselves as a traitor or a faithful.
And then somebody can win $1 million, right?
Yes, and there's like challenges that you put for the money in the pool and to be shielded from voted out. And then the traders get to eliminate a person at the end of the night.
How these loves TV game shows.
I do.
I love
Don D, Deal or No Deal Island.
Okay. I looked it up on Wikipedia last night, and then I went to YouTube and I watched like a 2-minute video, and I was like, damn, Boston Rob is still, and I think Boston Rob might have been on, I didn't know you called it Dondi, on Deal or No Deal.
Yeah, he was on last season's Dondi.
Man, that guy's well-traveled.
That's about the last time I watched the regular Survivor was when Boston Rob was, and it was probably like the second or third iteration.
That was a long time ago. Think about it, though. He's made a career out of that.
Yes.
Like, think about all the different people that have been on that show that you never think of.
Mm-hmm. He has, you know what he has? Staying power.
Yeah.
Somehow.
Yeah, I remember the original when, like, Rudy was on it and Rudy the guy passed. That was in jail forever.
He's still married to Amber, right?
Yes.
Boston
as
Rob?
As of a year or two ago. Yeah. I think they have a rack of kids.
They got, I think, a bunch of daughters.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to play Metallica Survivor. We've got trivia questions. The person that lasts the longest will win the tickets to go see Metallica in concert.
Yep.
That's the way
it works.
Let's go to Ted in Fairfax. Hey, Ted.
Hey, B. How you doing, man?
Hey, good. How are you?
Are you on me to
great,
lead
great.
Off?
Yeah.
All right, Ted. Name Metallica's current bassist.
Their current bassist is Robert Trujillo.
That is correct.
All right, let's go to TJ, who's in Richmond.
All right, hold on. I got to... Is that right? He's on lock. Is that
put
right?
him back on hold.
Oh, all right, hold on. I'm getting all confused. All right, let's go to TJ. Hey, TJ.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hey.
All right, TJ, name the song after I give you these lyrics. So close, no matter how far, couldn't be much more from the heart, forever trusting who we are.
Nothing else matters.
Yes.
Wow.
Got it. Well done.
All right.
He advances.
Still in.
Hope I have enough questions
go
over here.
Andy.
I've got a bunch, Cakes.
In Stafford. Andy.
Hey, guys.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, Andy. What artwork is featured on the Ride the Lightning album cover?
What artwork?
Yep.
The electric chair with the lightning.
I think he just snuck it in. What did you say? Say it again.
An electric chair with
it
like
is
a
an electric
bolt.
Chair. He just
wow.
snuck it in. Well done.
All right.
Very well done. I didn't think he was going to pull that.
All right. Let's go to Mike in Frederick. Mike, what's up?
Hey,
you've probably said this before. Whoever came up with this song better be rich.
They should be living on Dondi Island.
It'd be bitter if they like agreed to do it for like 10 G's or something like that.
Yeah, they should be so rich.
They'd be the banker.
Yeah. If you say so.
Mike.
Yes.
All right. Which song has these lyrics? But I'll take my time anyway, free to speak my mind anywhere, but I'll redefine anywhere.
Ah, damn.
I think Cakes? I know that one. I believe that's wherever I may roam.
It is wherever I may roam.
Okay, good.
All right, let's go to Tony.
All right, Mike's out.
Tony in Chesterfield. Hey, buddy.
Hey.
Hey, Tony.
Up? Hey, buddy.
Tony, name the former Metallica guitarist that was booted from the band and formed Megadeth.
Dave Mustaine.
Correct. I mean, that's just...
Is that too easy?
That's just a layup.
Layup, okay. Let's go to Ted Fairfax.
All right, round two.
Round two.
Four remain.
All right.
Ted, plus or minus 2 years, how old is the lead singer James Hetfield?
I'm going to say 59.
Oh, he's older than that.
Nope, 61. He nails it within two.
He got it.
Ted survives.
Yep.
Wow.
Well done.
All right.
I originally wrote plus or minus 3, and then I had to ramp it up a little bit.
Yeah. All right, let's go to TJ. Hey, TJ, round two.
All right.
Hey, TJ, Metallica moved from L.A. to this city early in their careers.
Can you repeat that, guys?
Sure. Metallica moved from L.A. to this city early in their careers and established themselves here.
San Francisco.
Here. Correct.
Wow.
Crushed it.
Even Drabby knew that. He's kind of mocking me over there. Andy in Stafford. Round two.
Andy.
Yep.
Finish the lyric that starts, say your prayers.
Little one. Don't forget my son.
Yes.
Got it. Well done. All right, who's up next?
Let's go. These are too easy for these
stakes
guys.
Stakes are getting high.
Tony.
Tony, last question of round two.
Tony.
Yes.
It's the opening track on Master of Puppets, the album. Name it.
You got me.
That's Battery. There's only 8 songs on the album. You got to know that. You got to know the lead track on their most famous album. I don't think that was an unfair question.
All right, we're down to 3. Wait, we're down to 2? Why? No, we're down to
down
three.
Down to three.
We're down
round
to three contestants.
Ted, TJ, and Andy are left.
Yeah. Okay, let's go to Ted. Hey, Ted.
Hey.
Hey, Ted.
Hey, guys.
Which song from And Justice for All starts with a segment from The Wizard of Oz?
Can you guys repeat that again? I kind of...
Which song from the album And Justice for All starts with a segment from The Wizard of Oz?
I'm going to say Harvester of Sorrow.
Sorry.
All right, but you stay
it's
on hold because you might
frayed
not be eliminated.
Ends of sanity.
All right, stay on hold. So that's Ted. He needs TJ and Andy to both whiff. TJ.
Sir.
TJ, the band hired a therapist to work with them during the recording of this album. Name the album.
Black.
Ooh. Incorrect.
Wow, you're still in there, Ted.
That's Saint Anger.
Let's see. All right, hold on.
All right, for the win.
All right, this is Andy. If you get this, TJ and Ted are out, and you win.
All right, Andy. What movie was the inspiration for Metallica's song One?
Oh, if he gets this, he's earned it.
What movie? What is... it's the one with
All right, they're all still alive.
Johnny got his gun.
Yeah.
All right, we got to go quick. Let's go to Ted. Round four, I think.
Yep.
Ted.
All right, let's do it.
Ted, Metallica covered. Metallica covered which Bob Seger staple?
Metallica, you want to know the name of the song?
Of the Bob Seger song that they covered.
That would be Turn the Page.
Got it.
Nice. It's a right, good one.
So that's Ted, right?
Yep.
All right, so let's go to TJ. TJ.
Yep.
TJ.
Pressure's on.
Which CD has these songs? Battery and Welcome Home.
Master of Puppets.
Yes.
Damn it.
Yep.
This game's going to go forever.
That was a repeat question.
I mean,
JP's not listening.
Who's up next?
Andy. Got to get this to stay alive.
Andy, Metallica does a banger cover of this traditional Irish song. Name it.
Oh, Whiskey in the dark.
Little late, Andy.
Oh, come on.
Sorry, bro.
All right, so Andy's out. Oh, he's bitter.
Down
he's
to Ted salty. And TJ.
Ted, let's go.
Ted.
Round five.
All right.
Fill in the lyric. When a man lies, he blanks some part of the world.
Is it killed?
Sorry.
All right, hold on. If TJ gets this, you're done.
Should TJ have a chance to fill in the blank for the win?
The same one? I don't know. Different question.
Okay. I've got a different one for you.
All right. Well, Ted, this by the way, the it was he murders some part of the world.
Ooh, close.
Not kills.
All right.
It's for the win.
Another finish of the lyric. This is for the win. Give me fuel. Give me fire.
Give me that which I desire.
That's
winner.
Too
hey,
easy.
You're going to Metallica.
He wins.
Congratulations. Right, nice you get the two tickets to Metallica M72 Tour with special guests Pantera and Suicidal Tendencies. That's coming up Wednesday, May 28th at Northwest Stadium. For tickets and more event info, visit thefandc.com/events. We're the Junkies. Coming right back.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.